Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Today we are talking with Bee Wilson. Welcome to the show, Bee. In your book, you say that honey is not dangerous for babies. Yet I have here a jar of honey, and you can see the label, unsuitable for children under 12 months.
Well, the worries about honey all started in 1976. Some sick babies in California were found to have some dangerous bacteria in their blood. 2 years later, again in California, the same type of bacteria was found in soil, vacuum cleaner dust, and a few samples of honey. The government couldn't really do much about them and thought it was easy to put a label on honey.The UK government soon decided to do the same, but it was never shown that honey had caused the baby's illness.
What was this illness?
It's infant food poisoning. It's quite rare, but it can be very serious. Babies with this illness may have weakness in their muscles and feel tired all the time. Their eyes may close, and they may become unable to move or breathe and then die.
So isn't it better to be safe than sorry?
Well, in this country, there have only ever been 6 cases of this kind. And we shouldn't just forget history. Honey was fed to newborn babies in ancient Egypt to protect them from illness. In the Bible, it is said that milk or butter and honey are the most suitable foods for babies. In the 1930s, doctors in Finland and the U.S. published studies showing the benefits of honey for babies. And honey was used to help babies dying from poor nutrition.
Well, it seems from what you say that honey can be useful for babies. But people might still worry about the dangers of bacteria in honey.
Well, it seems that those bacteria are particularly common in California. So maybe we should avoid imported honey for babies. After all, there is plenty of British honey available.And as far as we know, no baby has ever become ill from eating British honey. Question number one. What does the label on honey say in the U.S. and the U.K.? Question number two. What are the signs and symptoms of the food poisoning mentioned in the interview? Name one of them.Question number three. At the end of the interview, what does Wilson say the British people should do?